This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Leaves make me sneeze.
Oh.
At least they do when they're dry and dusty.
Afternoon, Tracy.
Those look too soggy to worry about.
Yeah. I've been meaning to clean up the yard for weeks.
I expect you've had better things to do with Phoebe at home.
I've just been putting it off, really.
But now you're trying to keep busy. Did you take her back to Oxford this morning?
Yes.
I thought so.
You don't miss much.
Susan saw you go off.
I'm not long home, actually. Decided to crack on in the garden while the rain holds off.
Oh, can't face rattling round the house on your own.
No, it's not that. It really needs tidying up.
That's why I've brought you a little present.
Oh.
To take the edge off the loneliness.
Blimey.
Merlot, have I got it wrong?
No, that's, it's great.
Well, Susan says it's what you usually buy.
It's very kind of you, Tracy, but you shouldn't have.
Why not? I like cheering my friends up.
I'm not rattling around. I'm used to Phoebe's coming and going.
Oh, that's nice. Trying to make the most of it.
I'm busy at work and I'm not lonely here. I've got a housemate.
Not quite the same thing, is it?
But honestly, I'm perfectly happy.
Even happier after a glass or two of this, I expect.
Oh, yeah. It'll go nicely with meal this evening.
Where's the sense in waiting, Roy? Especially when you've got company.
You don't mind staying in the car, Jenny?
No, not at all.
Did you want the radio on?
Oh, no, thanks.
Promise I'll only be a moment with the new tenants.
Oh, don't hurry. We're in plenty of time to get to Lower Locksley.
It's only a quick courtesy visit to see how Gracia and Hendrick are settling in. It's not taking as far out the way.
Oh, take as long as you like. The jury promotion's on till 5.
We want to get there in good time. I want a proper hunt round. I'm in a spending mood.
Ooh. They seem to be looking out for you.
Yes, well, I told Gracia I was coming.
Oh?
What?
A fair-haired chap. Is that Hendrick?
No. Hendrick's quite dark.
Oh. Well, I'm sure I know him from somewhere.
Oh, I don't mind a little untidiness, Roy.
Oh, no. It's worse than that. Living room's in a right state.
What if I promise to close my eyes?
No, really. We're better off staying in the kitchen.
If you say so. But you got to keep up with me or I'll think you don't like the Merlot.
No, it's very nice.
You're not just saying that.
No. Lovely.
You better have a top-up then.
Not too much. Goes to me head at lunchtime.
Worst things can happen than letting yourself go.
So they're framed now, Susan and Neil's photos?
Mm. They paid extra to have them done quickly. One of the old family, one of the pair of them, but the best one's Susan on her own.
Uh-huh.
I've persuaded her to give it pride a place over the mantelpiece. It shows off the horribin' cheekbones beautifully.
Does it?
I suppose we're blessed like that. The girls, anyway. Don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I mean, I know I'm not anything that special to look at. But over the years, I've had one or two nice things said about my bone structure, as well as my figure.
Mm. Oh, yes. You look very, yes.
I hope that isn't just the wine talking, Roy.
Hardly touched it.
It's my eyes most men make a fuss about.
Really?
There was one chap, no names, we're not quite on those terms yet.
No.
Used to spend hours staring into them. He said it was like setting out across a vast, unexplored ocean.
Did he?
I don't know what he meant. Do you? Only, when fate threw us together at New Year, I sensed the same sort of need in you when you held me close. A real, deep hunger.
Oh, no, I was a bit merry, that's all.
Oh, Roy, you're too much of a gentleman. Let's not be ashamed of our feelings. Why not just accept them.
Kirsty! I thought you'd be back earlier.
I stayed on for lunch after my shift.
But come and sit down.
What? Oh,
afternoon, Tracy.
Afternoon.
Make a cup of tea.
I've just had one, thanks.
Oh, Roy, let poor Kirsty catch her breath. She's probably got 101 better things to do than join us.
Well...
we know the living room needs a good tidy up for a start.
There are some beautiful pieces on offer.
At spectacular prices.
Well, quality doesn't come cheap, darling. I can't decide which of the necklaces I like best.
I keep thinking, Laszlo. That's not right. He was one of our pickers a few years ago, but no, I don't think it was him.
Justin says if I fall in love with anything, I should indulge myself.
Well, I thought he was in London this week.
He rang this morning, snatching a few minutes while Miranda had her pedicure.
Oh,
if I do buy anything, heaven knows when he'll get to see it.
Are you sure you didn't hear a name while you were there?
The fair-haired chap? No. As I said, he kept out the way.
Oh, it's a pity.
Well, Gracie seemed embarrassed. Case Amside doesn't like friends staying for a few days. I told her I don't mind at all, and then I let it drop. Does it matter?
Well, it's irritating when you can't remember a name.
Well, let's walk on. I am not buying anything unless I am certain this afternoon.
Oh, that Celtic cross was gorgeous.
Well, why don't you get it?
Oh, no, not for me. It's far too expensive.
Not if you use Brian's money.
I said he's in a slightly better mood lately. Not that good.
Oh, wait a moment, Jenny. The ruby earrings.
Oh, yes.
If she can't make her mind up, I'll have a look myself.
That's the third time, Lillian.
What is?
You getting interested in somebody else's purchase.
Forbidden fruit, darling, always tastes sweetest.
Yeah.
So, Brian's chirpier, is he?
At least he and Adam are on better terms.
Good.
Though I expected Adam to be brighter, now that the herbal lays have been reprieved.
Go on, make a decision.
But he's still not quite himself.
Isn't he?
No, he insists he's fine, but... oh, something's not right. And he won't tell me what.
Well, I'm always the last to know anything with James.
You're out of luck, Lillian. It's a sale.
Oh, pity. I am determined to find something this afternoon.
Well, let's go to the far end. I noticed some lovely pendants while you were talking to Elizabeth.
Need something to cheer me up. I'm tired of disappointing people.
Oh,
telling them Justin's backing out of their sponsored event or soiree or whatever.
Ah.
Miranda's taken the axe to his social diary and I'm the one clearing up the mess. Means popping into the Damara office more than I'd like, occasionally bumping into that loathsome toad, Rob.
Oh, of course. Stefan. It was Stefan looking through the window.
Oh, your fruit picker.
No, not a fruit picker. He worked at Barrow till he suddenly disappeared. Wonder what he's doing back here now.
He's quite busy in the health club.
Yeah. Roy, Kirsty's only being polite, sitting and talking to us.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm sure you'd much rather be off, doing your own thing.
Don't worry, I've nothing better to do.
Right, well, I don't want to outstay my welcome. We'll have to catch up some other time, Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime soon.
Don't forget your coat.
I wasn't going to.
Thanks for the wine, Tracy, but honestly, you don't have to do things like that.
Let's say it's your treat next time, then. Bye now.
See you.
Give me a bell, won't you? Bye.
You saved my life, Kirsty.
I know.
How did you get on this morning?
Like I said, it was busy. Which is good, because it stops me thinking about everything. Oh, sometimes my mind won't stop.
Well, it's only natural to be anxious.
I get so paranoid, Roy, thinking people are looking at me the whole time.
No, they aren't.
It feels like everyone's trying to guess if I'm pregnant.
Oh, they can't be. It isn't showing that much.
I gave Yaz a filthy look when I left. Sure, she was staring at me.
Yaz always looks like that if she hasn't got her lenses in.
Really? Oh, that's typical. I can't stop falling out with people at the moment.
Things will work out with Tom and Helen. And I'm not falling out with you. I'm your biggest fan. If you hadn't come in, I reckon Tracy was going to kiss me.
Kiss you? She looked like she was ready to swallow you up and spit out the bones.
I don't know why. I've made it clear I'm not interested.
No, you haven't.
Hey?
All this umming and ahhing about meeting up again. You're not doing her any favours, Roy, sending out mixed messages.
They're not mixed. Oh. I want to let her down gently.
You've got to do it for her sake as much as yours. Give the poor woman a break.
I don't know how to make it any more obvious, Kirsty. Short of putting barbed wire around the house.
Are you sure that's all you want?
The flat white's perfect, darling.
It is lovely though, isn't it?
The silver twists are beautiful.
And you were very good at encouraging me. But you didn't buy anything yourself.
Well, we'll have another look when we've finished our drinks. Look, give me the tray, darling.
Well, I won't feel quite so bad if you splash out as well.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
This chap, Stefan, thought he saw Rob deliberately blocking the ditch.
He saw someone covering the culvert with corrugated iron and plastic sheeting.
To send floodwater pouring into the village?
Well, to stop it flowing into Barrow Farm Dairy.
Well, why didn't you and David go to the police as soon as he told you?
Because Stefan couldn't be absolutely certain. It was dark and he was quite a way off.
All the same. I bet it was Rob, risking other people's lives to save his own job.
We'd no way of telling. So we thought it best to let Charlie Thomas deal with the matter.
You went to Charlie?
Mm. David and I agreed he was the most reliable person to approach. And that's where we left it. Wasn't really anything else we could do.
So, along with everything else, Rob thinks he's got away with that. Oh, the creep.
We don't know he's got away with anything.
Drowning the village? And you can't have forgotten poor Frieda.
But even if it was him, who knows what difference he would have made. Can't have been anything that bad.
How can you say that?
Well, if it had been serious, Charlie would have followed it up, or the police would have done something.
But they were overwhelmed during the flood.
It's all in the past. Don't let your imagination run away with you. Stefan turning up again is simply a coincidence, Lillian. That's all. Nothing will come of it.
Just the tissues, thanks, Susan. I forgot to bring my own.
Oh, righto.
You're off to the country park?
Yes.
Right, that's 95p, please.
I envy you, Helen. I've hardly got my bird list started this year.
Thanks. Not taking little Jack with you?
No, he's at home. Still got a chill in the air.
Oh, yes. There we are.
If you get as far as the lake, there are rumours of a black-necked grebe.
Oh, are there?
Robert Snell may have glimpsed one yesterday, but he can't be sure. Since it's Robert, neither can we.
Right. I better make a move before the sun goes in again.
Well, enjoy your walk.
Thanks.
Oh, Jim. Not everyone's interested in birds, you know.
More's the pity.
The way Helen raised her eyebrows, I was sure she was going to ask about my spring shimmer.
Your what?
My new lipstick. Spring shimmer from Underwoods. I told you.
Oh, yes.
Neil's having trouble getting used to it. But it goes much better with my skin tone.
An important part of your new image.
Hardly an image, Jim. I'm simply conscious of my responsibilities in a customer-facing role and presenting myself accordingly.
I'm surprised more people haven't commented on your tabard.
Oh, well, only put in a few stitches to stop the hem catching on the counter. It's a touch more snug, perhaps.
Positively figure-hugging.
I have to admit, being photographed at Shirelle's has made me more conscious of how I appear to the world.
So I gathered.
Oh, they went to so much trouble drawing the real me out through the lens. I don't want to let them down by slipping back into old habits.
Oh, Roy said you'd set off for the country park literally a minute before I ran, Kirsty. And since it's such a nice afternoon...
You'd no business telling you I was coming here.
Well, he didn't seem to think it was a secret.
I've come out for some peace and quiet.
You don't want company?
Not really.
Sorry. I know it's cheeky turning up out of the blue, but you didn't get back to my messages.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes. Yes, it does. That I must have really upset you last week.
You've got that right.
I'm really sorry. That's why I'm here. I've been worried. I'd like a chance to put it right. But if you don't want me tagging along, I'll...
That's up to you.
Is it?
It's a free country. If you want to come along, I can't stop you. I'm going to the Hyde.
Well, a walk might do us both good.
As long as that's all it is.
Hmm?
A walk. Not a lecture. I don't need telling what I should or shouldn't do.
No, definitely no lectures.
I want to see what's around, that's all. Probably spend a good half hour in the Hyde.
Okay.
Hoping the quiet will clear my head.
Don't worry, I know not to talk in there. But all I will say is I could have kicked myself last week, blurting it out so tactlessly.
Helen, I don't want to discuss the baby.
No, fine. I've heard there might be a black-necked grebe about.
Not more photographs, Susan. Oh,
this is the finished article, Jim. The three best prints up on the wall.
That's quick, isn't it?
Oh, Neil, we're so keen. We paid a little extra. Of course, the phone doesn't do them justice, but while it's quiet, I'd like your opinion.
Very well.
They look quite different framed, don't they?
Where have you hung them?
Over the mantelpiece, instead of yachts at sunset. This is me on my own.
The frame looks rather good.
Walnut. And this is...
The same one?
From a different angle, from the right of the fireplace. Well, this one is...
From the left? What about the other two?
Oh, we'll get there in a minute, but I want you to see how my portrait looks from the doorway.
Oh.
Neil says it's very striking as you go in. What do you think?
Excuse me, are you sure you put the right price on the lagers?
Oh, I'll have to look at the photos later. Let's see, Johnny.
They're end of line. That's why they're so cheap.
Oh, great. I'll have both packs then.
As long as you're not buying them for your friend outside.
Freddie, no.
He's not 18 yet.
Don't worry, they're for me.
All of them?
And Tom.
We've quite a few bargains in the wines and spirits at the moment. Moving things on after Christmas.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, I thought we'd never get shot at the Merlot. It's quite rough. We virtually had to give it away.
That's £4.98.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Put the tuppence in the tin.
Do you need a bag?
They should fit in here.
Oh, well done for remembering.
Is your vest all right, Susan?
Vest?
Your shop thing.
Tabard.
That's it. It's kind of... rucked up.
It's meant to be like that. There you are.
Ta. Only Mum caught the back of a skirt in her tights once and no one told her for ages. She was so embarrassed. I thought maybe...
My tabard isn't caught in anything. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. Thanks then.
Bye, Johnny.
See ya. Success. Two packs for less than a fiver.
Well done.
You should have come in with me, Freddie.
I don't think so. You know, last time I had to wait hours while Susan showed Jean Harvey about a million photos of herself.
Yeah, she's still at it.
Come on, let's see what you've got.
Oh, not here. I told Jim none of them's for you.
So, where are we going? Your place?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Tom, he still won't tell me what he's stressing about.
Has he thrown any more wobblies?
No, but it's not very relaxing, bringing mates home.
So, where?
Want to see how me and Grandad are getting on with the Fordson.
Okay. I'll give you a hand if you like.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, we can crack open a can while we're working.
No way. You've got a driving lesson later.
Good point.
You don't want to be breathing beer over Kenton.
Can I take one for this evening?
No. We're saving these for Thursday.
I need something to make me feel better.
Whoa, hold up.
Ooh. Did you just see that? He turned into that corner at a really bad angle.
You should talk to an expert like you. What are you feeling bad about?
Mum.
Why?
She's just being too nice about my maths reset.
Ah, you told her then?
No. She thinks I did okay.
Eh? How come?
Because I'm a huge coward with only half a brain. I said I got a C.
What on earth did you do that for?
It was the way she looked at me when she asked. Like a horse waiting for a sugar lump.
Ah.
And I didn't want to disappoint her, so... When I opened my mouth, a stupid lie came out.
You clown. Mm. Well, she's bound to find out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell her.
When?
I don't know. Even thinking about it makes me feel sick. That's why I want a beer.
We're saving these for the party of the century.
Which party are you talking about? Not the one at our place. It's going to be so lame.
No, it isn't.
Trust me, it's a showing-off fest. Lily's got it all mapped out. You know, her friend Hamilton's going to be cocktail meister.
We're having cocktails.
Awesome. And she's encouraging everyone to dress up.
Fancy dress?
Posh frocks for girls, suits for boys.
What? Do we have to?
No. She says it doesn't matter what my friends wear.
Well, that's a relief.
Though, apart from you, I won't have any.
Rubbish. Oh, Josh is coming. He says Phoebe will be there and all.
She's in Oxford.
She's back for one night to pick a bike up and extra clothes.
It's hardly worth the journey.
Oh, be positive. It's going to be great, Freddie. Biggest house in the county, a massive sound system, cocktails, beer, loads of girls. What's not to like?
I didn't suppose you expected to spend the afternoon bird watching.
I don't know what I expected.
The reason I didn't get back to your call.
Because I've been so tactless.
And I was embarrassed.
Of what?
Everything. Of what's happened. What everyone's going to think of me.
Oh, Kirsty.
Because I felt so stupid walking out.
But I was the one in the wrong.
I had to, Helen. I couldn't stand the thought of... I won't have you trying to get me back with Tom.
Oh.
I won't take that from you. Or anyone.
No.
It isn't going to happen. Ever.
I realise that.
It's not hurt pride. It goes way deeper. It's basic trust.
Kirsty, I wouldn't dare tell anyone else how to run their life. I don't have the right.
As long as that's clear.
Yes.
I need to figure this out by myself. That's one reason I come to the hide. It's usually deserted at this time.
I understand how badly Tom hurt you.
Even thinking about it still...
It was unforgivable. That's why I never try to persuade you to get back with him.
The trouble is, apart from deciding that, I don't know what I want.
You want the baby, though?
Yes, I do. I've surprised myself. It might be my best chance, perhaps my only chance, of having a child.
I know how strong that feeling is. I'm really pleased for you.
Are you?
Yes.
Even though I've told Tom to back off.
You will be a wonderful mother, Kirsty.
Oh, I can't make it real in my head yet. Oh, it's impossible to talk about.
It's okay. You don't have to.
I'm going to have to get used to it, though. It won't be long before everyone sees what's happening. I'll get tongues wagging, rehashing the wedding. Oh, it's okay. It's my own stupid fault. I'll face the consequences. Sometimes I'm so scared.
You do realise you're not alone. Unless you want to be.
Yeah.
Any time you need me to do anything, don't think twice, please. And I'm sure your mum and dad are right behind you too. You have told them?
Oh, yep.
How did they react?
Not brilliantly. It might have gone better if I'd said who the father is.
You didn't?
I couldn't. Not after all Tom's put me through. I was too ashamed.
So they don't know?
They think it was a one-night stand with a complete stranger.
What? Well, that doesn't sound like you.
Well, that's what my mum said. She wouldn't let it go. She wanted to know everything about him. Helen, I will kill you if this ever gets out. I told them the father's called Steve, that he's Australian.
Oh, what?
Yeah, a mining engineer, works out of Darwin. I said I met him when he was over here visiting cousins.
You made it all up?
I had to. They kept firing so many questions at me.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what happens when you tell one stupid lie. Suddenly you have to come up with a whole lot more. Oh, my dad looked so sad. I was ready to give Steve a pet koala and a half bowls if they asked anything else.
And that's how you've left it.
Oh, I'm going to wait until the baby's born. Let them fall in love with him or her. Then tell them the truth. The bloke who humiliated their daughter is the father of their grandchild. Oh, how great is that?
Oh, Tom was the biggest idiot ever. Well, he says so himself.
In some ways, I wish it had been a one-night stand with someone I'd never see again. It'd be a lot simpler.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I know I'd manage on my own, somehow.
Of course you would.
Having Tom around makes it much more complicated. He's always going to be my child's father, whether I like it or not. I can't change that.
No.
I just don't know what to do about it.
Neither do I. But at least he's no Rob.
Oh. Hey, morning, Adam.
Morning.
Do you want the bathroom first?
No, it's okay.
No, go on. I start later than you.
What, are you sure, Ian?
Yeah.
Thanks. I want to get over to Brookfield early. Top dressing some wheat.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, that's great. Thanks.
No worries, I'll just have another 10 minutes in my room.
The whole frame's rotten.
But what do you expect, Toby? The shed hasn't been used for years, except for storing things.
It's going to take an awful lot of filler.
Can you help me load some hurdles? I want to start making lambing pens.
No, I'm far too busy.
Oh, thanks.
You can see the state it's in. I've got to get it clean and vermin-proof.
Well, that's why I've been telling you for days.
Oh, very helpful.
It's okay. You've still got time.
No, I haven't. Environmental Health called first thing.
Oh.
They've had a cancellation next Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'm next in the firing line.
Well, that's good, isn't it? You'll be able to start distilling sooner.
No, I won't. Not if they declare this place a total biohazard.
It's not that bad.
It isn't just the windows. The door frame needs fixing. Something's been nesting in the rafters.
You said the first visit's only advisory.
Well, I don't want them advising me to give up.
You'll get it done by next week.
Only with an awful lot of help. I'll have to ask the jockster.
Josh? Yeah, right.
He'll lend a hand, won't he?
He'll bite your head off if you're dumb enough to ask.
Why?
Haven't you noticed? Apart from the hens, he's living and breathing farm machinery 24/7. Checking out second-hand kit, making contact.
All right, I get the message. Scrub Josh?
I would.
In which case...
No, don't you dare.
I'm only talking a few hours.
Oh, excuse me? Lambing and carving to get ready for? On top of my usual jobs, when am I supposed to help here? In my sleep?
Fine. Find someone else.
I hope you're not thinking of going into my kitchen, Lily.
What? Oh, no, not at all.
Good. Look, we have strict health and safety regs.
It's exactly the same in the orangery, Ian. Quite right, too.
Yeah, so why are you hanging around here? Shouldn't you be at college?
That's where I'm headed next. As soon as I've had a tiny, tiny chat with Yaz.
Yaz?
Is there any chance of you being really kind and asking her to come out and see me?
No, only if I use telepathy. She's not in this morning.
She is?
No, afraid not, Lily.
Well, she must be.
No, not unless she's hiding behind the basmati in dry storage. She swapped shifts.
What?
Yeah, I agreed to it yesterday.
Oh, Yaz.
And she didn't think to tell you.
No.
That's her all over. Great pastry chef. Head like a sieve.
Never mind.
And I don't want to be too heavy, but no, I don't encourage private meetings in work time anyway.
My fault, Ian. Entirely my fault. Don't blame her.
She should know better.
No. I talked her into seeing me for 2 minutes during her break to discuss urgent catering matters. I'm in the wrong, not her.
Okay.
Anyway, she's not here, so no harm done. Oh, except a totally wasted trip and my hopes turned to ashes. Never mind.
These urgent catering matters, is there anything I can help with?
Bert!
Shh! Bert!
Don't shout, you'll startle them.
Oh,
Never set ewes running this close to lambing.
Sorry.
It don't do them no good.
I was just delighted to see you.
Well, you're lucky to find me here. I was meant to be visiting Jill, but Linda and Robert are there already, seeing how the ankle's mending. You were a great help with that.
Ah, it was no big deal.
Well, I didn't want to make a crowd, so I thought I'd look at the ewes till they'd gone.
Uh-huh.
I might even wait till tomorrow. Alan's offered me a lift into Borchester this afternoon.
Has he?
The library's running a poetry competition, and I want to pick up a form.
I was hoping to ask you something, Bert.
Ah, is it about the boxer shorts?
No.
I'm afraid they've gone in the bin. They were so raggedy.
It doesn't matter.
Not even fit for dusters.
Are you busy for the next few days?
Very.
Oh.
I've promised to fix one of the shelves in the sacristy, and then I'm playing cribbage with Cecil Jackson on Thursday.
I'm only talking about a few hours.
Doing what?
Giving me advice, mainly, and a bit of practical help. A hollow tree.
What sort of help?
Straightening up some guttering, waterproofing the floor. This is the shed with the hurdles.
Oh, is this where you're going to make this gin?
Yeah, I'll do the tricky stuff, except any joinery. You're much better at that.
Sorry, Toby, I can't help you.
Oh, it's nothing difficult, just mending a window frame and a door. Perhaps having a quick look at the joists.
I haven't got time.
I'm sure Cecil Watsit won't miss one game of cribbage.
Oh, I've a lot more to do than that. There's the Shelfords and Stevens, tidying up Mrs. Tregoran's garden.
One day, that's all.
Ah, morning, Adam.
Two at most.
If this competition's any good, I'll need plenty of time to sit and write something, won't I? The muse don't come at your beck and call. You have to be ready.
Apologies, Lily.
It's okay.
I had to check the delivery. They left off the okra last time.
I've been quite happy.
It took longer than I thought. I don't want to get you in trouble at college.
Oh, Mrs. Williams won't even notice I'm not in a tutor group this morning. Lovely lady, not very observant.
So, where were we? You were talking about palmiers?
Only as an example. My friend's not choosy. So cheese straws, anything with smoked salmon, mini bellinis.
And you're hoping that's the kind of thing we throw away?
Well, there's always leftover food in restaurants. My friend was hoping you'd have something she can use for canapes.
But she didn't want to come and ask herself.
No, she's very shy.
I see.
Since I know Yaz, I volunteered.
That's very noble of you, Lily, but look, it's a no-go, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Look, anything left over at the end of the day usually goes to the Elms, you know, the
homeless centre.
And unless we're catering a special event, we never have any canopies to give away.
No, I suppose not. My friend should have thought this through more carefully.
At least you're in the perfect position to help her out.
How?
Well, go to Hugh or one of the other chefs at Lower Loxley. Tell them what your friend needs. See what they can do.
Ah.
No good?
One tiny problem. My friend's mum might hear about it, if I do.
And you don't want her to know?
Thursday night's meant to be a secret.
The party's on Thursday?
Or whenever she decides to hold it.
All right. Do you know what I tell your friend to do?
No.
Go to Underwoods.
Oh, that's far too expensive, Ian. Especially when you're providing cocktails as well.
Tell her to wait till after five. They slash the prices on perishables. I do a lot of my own shopping there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And besides, no one your age is going to notice food if you're serving cocktails.
My friend's serving cocktails.
Do you think I was born yesterday, Lily?
No. But I know you're a good sport. At least, I hope you are. Are you going to say anything to anyone about this conversation?
That me and my brothers had a few adventures when our parents weren't around as well. I mean, it didn't involve too many cocktails. Cider was the best we could run to.
So?
Well, get yourself to college.
All right. Thanks for seeing me.
Listen, try to be sensible on Thursday, but I hope you have a great time.
Pip, you know when you said you couldn't help me at Hollow Tree?
Yeah.
Did you actually mean it?
Yes. If that's all you need to know, I'll get on making pens.
No chance at all?
No.
I tried Bert, no good. I rang Ed, too busy, and you were right about Josh. He was really grouchy.
Told you so.
Run out of options.
What about your brother?
No.
Pass me a piece of bale of twine.
Okay. Absolutely not Rex.
Why not?
Because he's Rex.
Yes, sensible, a good worker, with time on his hands.
No.
Okay, do it by yourself then.
I can't ask him.
Get more twine.
Apart from anything else, he'd want paying.
Well, that's how the world works, Toby. When you're not getting an allowance.
You can't think of anyone else. Anyone at all.
No. But I'll ask him if you like.
It's all right. I'm not helpless.
Oh, is that news just in?
You are one hard-hearted woman. Rex is going to love making me crawl.
I'm not disturbing you.
I'm glad to see another face, Bert.
Yeah, it gets boring spreading fertiliser all morning, don't it?
Pretty samey. Stuck with your own thoughts the whole time.
I wouldn't have bothered you, but I've come up here for inspiration.
I can't offer you that, but you're welcome to share my flask.
Oh, that's kind, but no thanks. It's the poetry competition the library's running. Yeah. There's a few categories, and the one that takes my fancy is the space between words.
Oh, yes.
Soon as I heard, I thought of here. The best spot on the farm to see the pub from.
Are you that desperate for a drink?
Oh, it's not the beer, but the sight of the bull and woodbine was a lifesaver to me sometimes in the old days.
Was it?
Oh, yes, whenever I'd had words with my Frieda before coming to work.
What, you two never argued?
Well, we were the same as every other couple, Adam. It's only natural to fall out now and again, no matter how much you love each other.
That's true.
If we'd argued in the morning, I like to find an excuse to come up here. The boss never clicked on why. But I'd look down at the pub if she was working there, or at Woodbine if she was at home. Trying to close the space between us, I suppose.
Mm. I was looking at Honeysuckle when you came over.
Me and Frieda loved our time at the Art of the Village. And I hope you and Ian are enjoying it just as much as we did. Of course, I never really saw her from here. People's only a smudge at this distance. But knowing she was getting on with her jobs, probably as sad as I was, used to melt my heart. Soon as I got home, I'd say, let's put things right between us before we sit down to tea. And we usually did.
You're very lucky, then.
We always followed the same rule. If something bothered us, we talked about it. We didn't let the silence push us apart. The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Till one day, you realise that you've gone right past talking. Your marriage is over. All because something was bothering you, and you were too frightened to open your mouth.
I'm only sitting in here because Ruth ordered me out of the kitchen.
I'm sure she didn't order you, Mum.
As good as. She was worried I was going to start baking.
Were you?
No. Not unless we had enough sultanas for a few scones. That's what I was checking when she walked in.
You're incorrigible. You're meant to be resting your ankle.
No, I'm supposed to be exercising it.
Sensibly, yes. Not by running round doing jobs.
I've got to do something, darling. I finished the crossword and I made a mess of the Sudoku.
Pip was saying you've had plenty of visitors.
Oh, yes, almost too many. I mean, it's very kind of people. But it's only a sprained ankle.
Which needs taking care of. You're not quite as young as you were.
So everyone keeps reminding me.
Mum, they only drop in because they care about you.
Jenny was here for over an hour. She was very sweet. She bought that lovely bunch of freesias.
I smelt them as soon as I walked in.
But after two words about my ankle, she sat down and poured out a flood of worries about Adam. She went on and on about it. That was very unkind of me.
You're frustrated, Mum. You're a doer, not a sitter.
Especially when the sun's out again. I'm sick of being cooped up.
Then grab your stick. You fancy going for a drive?
Oh. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Let me unplug this.
Bad time.
No, not at all. I'm botching up a new catch to the gate into Tarbert. I can finish it later.
Thanks. I thought about phoning, but, well...
It's great to see you, Kirsty.
I wanted to thank you.
Really?
For backing off last week. Giving me some space.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd done enough damage, didn't want to do any more.
Except spread the word I'm pregnant.
What? I haven't.
You told Helen.
Oh, yeah. I promise she's the only one.
It's all right. I was mad with you at the time. And her. But we had a really good chat a couple of days ago. It got me thinking.
You're off to London tomorrow?
Yes, till Friday. First time I've ever left Freddie and Lily on their own overnight.
I could go over.
Oh, no. I mean, they're old enough to look after themselves. So I'm sure they'll be fine.
This is what I've missed. Seeing what's happening round the farm and the village.
It's not too awkward for you?
No, it's super. With the seat pushed back, thank you.
Oh, I don't want you getting too shaken up along here.
I've told David a dozen times to fill in the potholes on the way to Hollow Tree.
I expect he'll get round to it sometime.
That's the trouble when you're stuck inside all day. You keep thinking of jobs for other people.
Yeah.
What was that for?
I was saying hello to Rex and Toby. Didn't you see them working on the shed?
No.
I had a quick chat with Pip when I got here. She's still quite upset.
Is she?
Yeah, she says you haven't really thanked Toby.
Yes, I have. I thanked him for taking me to the minor injuries unit, even though I didn't need to go.
I see.
I don't know why you're sticking up for him. You know better than anyone not to trust a Fairbrother.
That's ancient history, Mum.
Their father treated you appallingly.
Pretty badly, yes.
There you are, then.
None of us behaved very well, as far as I can remember. We had some awful rows about Robin.
And I was proved right all along.
Yeah, I'm not sticking up for him. I'm glad I had the last word, sloshing wine over him.
I wish you'd thumped him.
But it's so long ago. I mean, there's no sense in still being angry. Suppose he had left his wife. Would you rather I'd stuck with him than got together with Nigel?
No, of course not.
Well, neither would I. Things happen for a reason. Anyway, we both know it's not really Toby or Robin you're angry with.
Oh, please, Elizabeth, not again.
I'm serious. You have to mean it, Tom.
I do, I swear.
No changing your mind when you've had a few pints.
Kirsty, I promise, on my honour, I will never ask you to marry me again.
I need you to be very clear about that.
I am. It was only with the news about the baby I wanted to show I was serious about helping.
Given our history, a proposal's not much help, is it?
I get that now. Thanks to me, we can only ever be friends.
That's exactly how it is. But if you're happy with that...
Yes, I am.
There is something you can do for me.
Go on.
Will you come to the hospital with me next Tuesday?
Of course.
For the scan.
What a nice office.
What the hell are you doing here, Stefan? I said I'd call you.
I'm tired of waiting. I need money. You must have plenty. You're not unemployed, like you said.
Sometimes I do freelance work for Damara, only a few hours.
I understand you have a good job here. Just like Charlie Thomas used to.
That's not true.
You have a good job with a good salary. Me have nothing, thanks to you. So please give me the money we agreed, then I will go away.
No.
Excuse me?
I've been thinking about it since Friday. I don't see why I should give you a single penny.
What do you mean?
Shh, sit down and be quiet. Hello, Rob Titchener.
What are you slowing down for?
Is it all right if we pull in by the orchard?
I thought we were going back to the house.
In a minute, Mum. I only want a quick look. Do you mind?
No, as long as you don't try and lecture me about Grace again.
I won't say a word.
Good.
I'm stopping for my sake, not yours.
What is it, darling?
Do you remember when I was expelled from Charrington?
Goodness, that's harking back. I don't suppose I'll forget it as long as I live.
Well, neither will I.
I wanted the ground to swallow me up when the head rang.
Bunging off to the pub was the only way to stay sane at Charrington.
So you claimed.
But I was unbelievably ashamed when I was sent home.
I know you were, darling. Beneath the bravado.
But I kept worrying about how much I'd hurt you and Dad. It was awful. Oh, you feel things so strongly when you're young.
You certainly did.
I was worried life would never be the same again. Then, one afternoon... I'd been out looking at Barnell boxes, of all things.
That's right. You helped with the census.
Yeah, well, I was coming home, and right here, I looked into the orchard, and Dad had his arm round you. You were laughing. It was such a weight off my mind. You know, I hadn't ruined everything, after all.
We were used to you lot causing catastrophes by then.
I think about that moment quite often when I pass the orchard.
Do you? I didn't know.
I bet if you ask the others, they'll have their own special places round the farm. I know they do. where you and Dad are stitched into the landscape together, feeding the hens, mothering on a singleton, taking us along Hayden Barrow.
That was one of his special walks, wasn't it?
Yeah. Even now, I'm talking to you and thinking of him as well. You belong together, Mum, from the very first moment he saw you at the fete. Do you remember the cine film he took?
Of course I do.
It was obvious he was wild about you from the start. Which gives me a little bit of hope.
For what, darling?
You know I loved Nigel with all my heart.
Of course you did.
Nothing can ever change that. But I'm beginning to feel perhaps there might be someone else for me.
You're still young enough, darling. I'd hate to think of you being lonely as you grow older.
If I ever do find the right person, it won't take anything away from what I felt for Nigel. I'll always love him. But I won't make someone new stand in Nigel's shadow. I'll love him for himself.
Oh.
Which is exactly what Dad did with you.
You said you weren't going to mention Grace.
I haven't, and I don't want to. Mum, it worries me, seeing you so unhappy about her. Do you know how much Dad loved you?
Of course I do.
Then why do you still think about her so much?
I don't know. I'm not sure I can help it, Elizabeth. Your father's the only man I ever loved, but I was his second wife.
Does that matter?
It did a lot at the beginning. Sometimes it still does. Those boys bring it all back.
But doesn't the life that you and Dad shared count for more than that?
Not always.
Do you know that you're driving Pip away?
Oh, I don't mean to. That's the last thing I want.
Well, she hates the way you're treating her boyfriend. Is it really worth still being jealous of someone who died such a long time ago?
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you for making me wait. Oh, very polite of you, Rob.
You were perfectly free to walk out.
I'll go when I have the money.
No, you're not getting anything from me, Stefan, now or in the future.
You're a brave man, Mr. Titchener.
No, there's nothing brave about it. If you want to make a fool of yourself, by all means, go to the police. You've got nothing. No evidence, no proof. Your word against mine, they'll laugh in your face.
Police. No, I won't go to the police. I already told you. I'll go to other people. Your boss, Mr. Justin Elliott.
Well, you can if you like. He'll be pleased I was protecting the dairy.
He'll be pleased if I phone newspapers as well. The radio, the TV. Mr. Elliott will be happy then. When everyone knows you tried to drown Ambrose to save his cows.
Now, hold on. I'm not saying I'm at fault, but I'm prepared to be reasonable, Stefan.
Good.
I haven't got money with me, but as a gesture of goodwill, I can get it together and give it to you in a couple of days.
Today, when I walked in, if you had given me the money, everything would be good between us. I try to be a good man, but you always lie to me. You treat me like a dog. Sit. Wait, go. Now I'm telling you, I want twice what we agreed last week.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Why not? It's nothing to you. You have a fine job.
No, I can't. Not that much.
It's not for discussion, Rob. The cafe on the corner. Be there 4 o'clock on Friday, yes?
No, I can't, Stefan. That's far more than I can
be
afford.
Be there, or I will be using my phone. Understand? 4 o'clock.
That's rude. You almost bumped into me.
Lillian.
Who was that?
A rep, fertilizer sales, wants Damara to change suppliers.
Oh, well, he didn't look where he was going.
No, he's not a very nice chap at all. Did you hear any of his sales pitch?
You haven't seen Justin's list of invitations to the next shoot, have you?
No. I hope you didn't hear any of the language he used when I turned him down.
Didn't hear a thing. Well, I'll have to have another hunt round the front desk. Sorry to trouble you. Bye, Rob.
Yes, bye. Oh.
Are we putting the canapés on the table?
Oh, no. No, there'll be a feeding frenzy.
My biology group's here, mainly rugby players.
Want me to pass them around?
Oh, would you?
I don't mind, Lily.
That'd be wonderful. I need to keep everyone mixing. Oh, wait, Phoebe.
What?
Before we go in, Torsten Savegi, he can have the rarebit bites and mini spring rolls. Keep Shelley away from the crab toast or her throat will swell up.
Well, it all looks amazing.
Underwood's Deli, after five. Brilliant. But don't dazzle Harry.
Harry?
Torsten's best friend. Tall, buff, puppy eyes. Let down by a skanky jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted your life story from me as soon as you walked in.
Did he?
Way too young and needy for you.
Don't worry. I'm here to dance, not to get off with anyone. I'm back in Oxford tomorrow.
Say that 10 times to Harry and he might get it. I've other plans for him.
Oh, yeah?
Tasha, big pal from the cathedral school. Long legs, long face.
With the velvet choker?
Yep. Just had her heart broken by a guy driving Daddy's Lambo. Needs to drop down a couple of divisions. Harry will be perfect.
Well, I'm not going to get in the way.
They're my big hope for the evening. Feels like it's going to be amazing.
It'll be great.
As long as Freddy stays holed up in his man cave.
He's got to come out of his room at some time.
Oh, don't. He's like a dementor, sucking out the happiness.
He's not that bad.
Whereas we are about to spread joy with some sensational nibbles. Come on, Phoebe.
Is that all you're having, Ian?
I'm not that hungry.
Well, you went to a lot of trouble just for me, then.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's delicious. The best thing that's happened today.
Good.
Mind you, that's not difficult. I had a meeting with Rob I could have done without.
Oh. Doesn't that describe every meeting with Rob?
No, at least he didn't give me a hard time about no-till for once. I don't know what he was thinking about, but it wasn't increased inputs. He just nodded a few times, then hurried off.
Best thing he could do.
My mind wasn't on work either. Hasn't been for the last couple of days, actually.
Have I made an awful mistake, Adam?
Sorry?
With Lily? Acting like a cool uncle. It's not very smart of me, is it?
Oh, she'll be fine. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Oh, yeah, sure she has. Well, probably her friends too, but I shouldn't have let her talk me round.
Hey, what about the stuff you got up to behind your parents' backs?
Yeah, that's way before Facebook and Instagram. If word gets out, she and Freddie will be swamped.
Oh.
A free-for-all at Lower Loxley. Half the chancers in the county will turn up. I mean, she's only a kid, really.
What do you want to do? Get hold of Elizabeth?
Well, she's in London. What can she do?
Hmm.
And I don't want to land Lily in trouble if there's no need.
But you're bothered.
I'll feel guilty if anything goes wrong.
So what do you want to do?
What are you waiting for, Johnny?
Well, it's not worth it.
Amber's right there, waiting for company.
Yeah.
And Lily said she's definitely single again.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
Don't be. You're really good with people.
Yeah, but Amber's... I don't know. My guts churn up just looking at her.
You're never going to have a better chance.
I know. Right. Oh, no.
What?
Well, she's talking to someone now.
Only Allegra, the friend she came with.
Well, I can't butt in, though, can I?
Why not?
Because there's two of them. Why hasn't Freddy come down yet?
Maybe he's not going to.
He has to. It'd do him good. Plus, you can get Allegra out of the way.
You'll be all right on your own.
Come over with me, Phoebe.
No, thanks. They're standing right next to Harry.
Who?
The tall guy. Keep staring at me.
Ah, with the awesome jacket.
You don't actually like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't get too close. In case he gets the wrong idea.
Why are you two hiding in the corner?
I'm not hiding, Lily.
Do you know where Freddy is?
Forget about him. Come and mingle. Okay, the bunch by the fireplace is mostly sporty with some celebrity gossip. The French windows are gap year plans. The sofa's climate change. And Trump's inauguration tomorrow. The good stuff's under the warm lights. You won't believe who I've heard's cheating on her boyfriend.
When's anyone going to start dancing?
Soon, I promise.
Never mind dancing. When's Freddy coming in?
Oh, never. He's sunk in his room. You don't need him here.
Yes, I do.
Look, if you're not feeling sparkly enough to mix, why not help Hamilton with the cocktails?
No, thanks. I'm going to find Freddy.
Okay. Pity he won't help. The queue's building and I heard a few grumbles.
Forget it. Everyone's having a great time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They are.
Naomi's in a foul mood. Cornrows and bevel nails.
Yeah, I noticed her.
Had her eye on Ravin, but then Tash gave Harry the swerve and moved in on him. Naomi's not happy. blames me. Relax. It's fantastic, Lily. It just needs some dancing.
I don't want to.
Please, Freddy.
Why? It's totally late.
It's great.
But then get back down there.
It's not right hanging round on your own when there's a party going on.
I'm perfectly happy on my own.
Oh, come and make friends. Don't be such a sad sack.
I'm not.
Call of Duty and a can of lager.
It's not Call of Duty?
Downstairs is rammed with fantastic looking women.
Well, I'm not holding you back.
Please, Freddy. I need you.
No, you don't. I'm a sad sack.
Amber's on her own, but she won't be much longer. She's like meltdown gorgeous tonight.
So get back down there.
Come with me. Chat to a friend.
I don't want to chat to her friend.
Oh, just help me out. Get out of the way for a few minutes.
Look, ask someone else to do it. Ask Josh.
He's well away, nattering to some blonde. You're my mate, Freddy. I'm relying on you. Isn't that what the Pagets are about? Family honour. Helping a friend in need.
How long do I have to talk to her for? Oh,
good man.
One drink, that's all.
That's all it needs. I'm going to act confident this time. Give it my best shot.
Go on then.
Oh, and have you got a decent playlist?
You've had enough of Lily's music then.
Oh, it's really good to listen to, but it's like everyone's stood chatting. Don't get you moving. I've got a lot more chance with Amber if I don't have to say much.
Okay. Well, I've got my phone.
Brilliant. You're a real mate, Freddy.
Uh-oh.
What?
Did you just hear a car?
So?
I think Lewis is back.
I can't hear any rioting.
No.
Or see the Borsetshire bikers tearing the place up.
Yeah, looks okay.
So, what now?
I don't know, Adam. I didn't mean to come all the way to the house, but when we saw the gate unlocked...
Yeah, we had to check.
Okay, that's my conscience clear. I feel a bit stupid.
Don't, if anything had happened.
Yeah, all the same, let's sneak away quietly.
Ah, too late.
All right. Lily, I'm sorry. This must seem really rude of me.
You party animals. Couldn't resist.
Oh, it's not that. I was being paranoid. I didn't want you and Freddy getting in the bother if the party got out of hand.
Oh, how sweet.
We thought if your friends were having a good time and put it online...
Everyone knows their sworn to secrecy.
I should have guessed you'd organise it properly.
But it's great that you've made it. Come in for a drink.
No, we'd better not.
Please? It's so sweet of you to worry.
You're not mad at me?
No. We thought it was Lewis back. I'm delighted it's only you. As long as you keep quiet about it. Please.
Don't worry, we will.
Oh, thank you. Now, are either of you any good at making cocktails?
Well, I'm not.
Oh, you've got to be better than Hamilton. Lovely guy, no idea with a shaker. Come on.
No, we don't want to get involved with alcohol.
Oh, at least come and say hello to everyone. You can check we haven't destroyed the place. False alarm. It's Adam and Ian.
Whew, brilliant.
What do they want?
No idea.
Doesn't matter. I've got work to do.
Oh, nice.
Freddy? What are you playing at?
Making people happy, sis.
I don't think so. Turn it off. Lily? Right now,
oh,
please.
Oh, come on.
With some new guests. I don't want them having to yell. Lily, see what's happening?
Oh. That's more like it.
Do you really want me to turn it off?
I'm sure people would have started to dance anyway. I could leave it for a bit. I've got a favour to ask you. Amber's getting her groove on, Johnny. You've no excuse now. Smoking's a filthy habit, Freddy.
I only have the odd one.
One's too many. You should stick to popcorn.
Has Ian made some more?
No, they've just left.
So you only came out to tell me off then?
To cool down. I've been dancing non-stop.
Yeah, I know, I saw you.
And to say, well done. Mm. You shook everything up at the right time.
It's not a bad party, is it?
It's brilliant.
Even Lily's throwing herself into it.
I know.
She usually hates my music.
Where's Johnny gone to?
Oh, he's out here somewhere. He wanted to get away from Amber and Harry, crawling all over each other.
He's not had much luck with Amber, has he?
Maybe some things aren't meant to be.
Freddy, there's like a few of Lily's mates by the lake talking about skinny dipping.
You're joking?
No.
They're mad. It's so cold.
You want me to stop them?
Don't be ridiculous.
Hey, wait for me!
Oh, he's not going to.
I doubt it.
Oh, there goes his top.
He'll think better when he gets there. It is bitter.
I'm sorry about Amber, by the way.
Yes, whatever. I got talking to Naomi instead. Swapped phone numbers.
She seems nice.
She is. Is he getting his trousers off?
Well, at least hang on to your pants. Oh.
It's not much of a moon. I bet he never finds them afterwards.
Out of my way, everybody! Oh. Oh. That's freezing!
Oh, Freddy.
What are you all waiting for?
Oh. I'm never going to be able to look Elizabeth in the face again.
Would have been home much earlier if you hadn't insisted on making popcorn and tomato bruschetta for everyone.
It's only to soak up the alcohol.
Well, I thought they were pretty good about drinking.
Mm, yeah, much better than I was at their age.
Yeah, and me.
I suppose they know if they ever want to be invited to Lower Loxley again.
Yeah, probably.
What are we like? Gatecrashing a teenage party?
Ian, I know you're on early tomorrow. Before you go up, there's something...
That's okay.
No, please listen. I've been trying to say this for days, but not finding the right moment.
Yeah, about moving back into the bedroom?
Oh.
I sort of knew.
And you know, I don't want to lose you. I really don't, Ian. So, I wanted to let you know that I'll wait. However long it takes, I'll wait till you're ready.
It must be the party, or all that young optimism, maybe the drive, or the popcorn. I think I am ready, Adam. Now, let's go upstairs.
If we say what, in an hour?
Yes.
Or will you need longer, Rob?
No, an hour's plenty of time to get everything together.
Well, don't be afraid to say if you want more.
No, not at all, Justin. How long do you think it'll take us to go through the proposal?
Not long.
Right.
Well, I'm not expecting day-to-day costings for the broiler unit. Simply a reasonable idea of what Damaro would need to sink in over a first year.
Yeah, I think I can pull that together pretty quickly.
Good.
If I'd known you were coming back, I'd have prepared a proper presentation yesterday.
Oh, no need for that.
I thought you were in London all week.
Well, it was always fluid. And I've been worrying about Ramsbury on the way up. We can't sit on our hands much longer, can we?
No.
So, my office in an hour.
Kirsty!
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. I only popped out to see if the school bus was here yet.
I haven't seen it, Tracy.
Will you tell Roy my phone's out of action?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Well, Gary was going to get me a new one, but his friends let him down. Been arrested for non-payment of fines, actually. Tell Roy I'm sorry if he's been trying to get through to me. He'll have to call round in person.
For any particular reason?
Why do you think? To set up our next date.
Ah... About that, Tracy. Did you fit in any of those demonstrations? You know, have your eyes made up, wedding ready.
Lily, I was there to promote Lower Loxley as a wedding venue, not to play games.
Any takers?
Well, I had a lot of conversations, passed on details to quite a few planners and brides-to-be.
Oh, well done.
I don't know if anything will come of it.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Anyway, never mind me. I want to know what you two got up to last night.
Oh, it was quiet, wasn't it, Freddie?
Yeah, very quiet.
Really? What did you do?
Tash and Naomi came over to catch up on Lovesick. I told you they were going to.
But only Tash and Naomi?
Phoebe dropped in for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was in Ambridge collecting her bike. Didn't stay long.
What about you, Freddie?
Oh, the usual. On the moon, gunning up some secessionists. Oh,
you played computer games all night.
Well, it was a complicated quest.
That's all you did?
More or less.
I made some toast about 10 o'clock, if that helps.
Hmm.
Why, is something wrong?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I had a quick look round. Everything's absolutely spotless. You're not telling me that's normal.
You mustn't think it's you, Tracy.
Oh, I don't.
Roy will tell you himself. It's just how he is. He has trouble giving clear signals.
Does he?
In this sort of situation, yeah.
What a shame.
Brenda always told him he's too polite. It's true.
So, you're saying he doesn't want to go out with me?
Not really.
Oh,
I hope you're not offended.
No. Why should I be, Kirsty?
I thought it was better to let you know. Stop you wasting your time on the wrong man.
Roy actually asked you to come and tell me, did he?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have said anything, but when you stopped me about the phone, I thought, let's do everyone a favour.
I see.
Hey?
If it weren't so sad, it'd be funny.
What do you mean?
Bridezilla giving advice on men.
I'm sorry?
People might not say much to your face, but they haven't forgotten your wedding, you know.
Well, there's no need to be rude.
You're trying to break me and Roy up, and I'm the one being rude.
There is no you and Roy.
Oh, you don't want there to be. I get that from you playing gooseberry. But for your information, we most definitely are an item.
You haven't even been on a proper date.
Oh, we're taking it nice and slow, which might come as a shock to someone not used to waiting.
What?
I feel sorry for you. Hitting on your flatmate because no one else will have you.
How dare you?
And since we're handing out advice, how about going easy on the pies? Your figure's gone walkabout over Christmas.
Excuse me.
No wonder you can't find a man of your own.
You listen, Tracy Horobin. I've had enough of your stupid insinuations.
No need for language. Lots of little ears about. Brad, stop it in Dixon!
Oh. Do I have to, Mum? I'm in the middle of reading up on the carbon cycle.
Go and join your sister.
Budge up.
Oh, switch your phone off, please, Lily.
Certainly.
Now, I'm not going to be angry with you, as long as you both tell me the truth.
Naturally.
Go ahead, Mum.
How do you explain this? I found it outside the French windows.
It's a beer can?
Could be lager. But can we see the label?
I know what it is. I want to know what it was doing there.
Oh, I think I know.
Go on.
There were a couple of lads who were hanging round during the jewellery promotion last weekend. Mm. I forgot to tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, some real oddballs turned up, didn't they?
Mm. Is that it, Mum? Only I've got a German translation to do.
No, that isn't it. The waste bins have been emptied, the bathrooms are immaculate, there isn't one dirty towel in the entire house.
Is that bad?
The camera's showing nothing happened on the drive for 5 hours last night.
Well, we said it was quiet.
No sign of Tash or Naomi coming, not even a fox.
Glitches with the motion sensor again, I guess.
Unless you two turned it off for a while.
Mum, you know how techie I am.
Freddie?
Why would I do that?
Well, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, come on, Mum. Freddie fixing a timer with his numeracy skills.
That's harsh.
Yes, it is. Your brother did very well in his maths reset.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't do anything to the camera, though.
Do you both promise?
Promise.
We'll mess the place up next time you're away, if you prefer.
No. It's... I worry about you, that's all.
Perfectly understandable, Mum.
But absolutely no need.
Well, yeah, better see if I can find anything for tea. Why don't you make a start on your assignments?
Will do. Mm.
Okay.
Bless.
Poor old Mum. I was dying to tell her the truth.
So was I. But she couldn't handle it.
No.
She's going to get enough of a shock when she finds out your real result.
Yeah, thanks for raising that.
I didn't. She did.
Hmm.
Still... the party was worth it.
Totally.
You know, the guys in my biology class think you're a legend for skinny dipping.
Do they?
Surprisingly enough, yes. Seems you're a bit of a hit.
Well, they're quite a decent bunch, I suppose, when you get to know them.
When they claim the feed lines and drinking systems are almost new...
Well, they mean new to Ramsbury. Oh. They came from a unit that closed up north, could be any age.
Well, it won't matter if we tear the place down. But if we do run it for a while...
I've factored in an estimate of repairs and replacements. Well, that's just about everything.
Very useful, Rob. Thank you.
Not at all.
Though it's making the idea of buying the broiler unit less and less attractive.
Yes. If that's everything?
Well, I've got you here. I wanted to look at the way costs are stacking up at Barrow as well.
Now?
Yes. Unless you were hoping to bunk off early for the weekend?
No. I'm happy to go through the figures, though we have a meeting scheduled for Monday anyway. Perhaps if we waited
until... It won't take long. I've printed off the main areas of concern. Let's see. No, that's not it.
If we did leave it until Monday, I can come up with the full picture for possible savings.
No, I'd rather make start now, if you don't mind. Something wrong with the chair?
No.
Well, sit yourself down again. It's better if we're clear about the scale of the problem.
Oh, Lord, I'm terribly sorry. I will have to get off, Justin.
Will you?
I'm on a meter. I was out this morning. There was a van blocking the car park when I got back. So stupid of me.
Oh, well, you can't take chances with traffic wardens, can you?
No.
Especially if they're called Stefan.
Oh.
That is the name of the chap you're going to meet.
Oh, you just missed Bethany.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, Vicky rang to let her thank me for a birthday present. Oh, and your card.
Oh, I hope you said hello from me, Roy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was so disappointed she'd missed Phoebe's.
Did Phoebe get off all right this morning?
Eventually. Had a heck of a late night.
Roy, be honest with me. Is it completely obvious now?
No.
Tell me the truth.
It's not obvious.
It must be. Tracy called me fat.
What?
If she's seeing it, so is everyone else.
That's ridiculous. You're not fat.
She accused me of ODing on pies.
Well, that's not very nice.
She's a right so-and-so. He even accused me of trying to get off with you.
You're joking.
No. Said I couldn't get a man of my own.
Well, why was she being so nasty?
Because I was stupid enough to try and help you out, Roy. From now on, you're going to have to dump your own girlfriend.
If you think about it, it's no different to laying sandbags across a door.
Blocking a culvert is no different?
Well, it's the same principle, Justin, diverting flood water from your property to somewhere else.
You sent a torrent of water into the village.
Which would have wrecked the dairy.
Yeah, have you considered what it'll do to Damara if this gets out? Not just litigation, which could run into hundreds of thousands. The publicity alone could destroy us.
Well, that's why I made sure Stefan left Ambridge.
Except now he's back, isn't he?
I thought I was doing the right thing for Barrow.
You've made a complete hash of it.
I was trying to help, which was always my first priority.
Oh, was it?
Whatever else I am, I'm loyal to my employers. Look at my reference from Minnesota.
I don't want to dig through your personnel file.
They didn't want me to leave, made it clear they'd have me back any time. I thought you appreciated loyalty.
Loyalty? No, not blind recklessness. Do you know how far I stuck my neck out for you? I made myself very unpopular with lots of people by taking you on.
But I appreciate it, Justin.
I thought you had something Damara needed.
I have. Give me another chance and I'll prove it to you. I know I made a serious error of judgment, but I sincerely believe I can still do a good job for you.
How? By letting ex-employees drag our name through the mud?
No, that won't happen. I've come to a sensible arrangement with Stefan.
Sensible? From what I've heard, when bullying failed, you started snivelling.
Oh, I see. Not enough for her to rat on me. She has to lie about it as well.
Lillian understands what a stupid, dangerous game you've been playing. Of course she told me.
You can't see it, Justin, but I can. That woman can twist you round her little finger.
That's enough.
They're all the same in that family. She's as vicious and nasty as her niece.
Enough! As of now, you no longer work for Damara.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't want to. I won't be cheated out of severance pay.
We'll pay what's owed. After that, I have considerable influence in the agri-industry.
Here it comes.
And by the time I'm through, I promise you, there won't be a company in this country willing to take your call.
Oh.
If there really is anyone foolish enough to offer you work in Minnesota, I'd grab it with both hands.
Well, they know what I'm worth.
Then I suggest you take yourself off at once. I swear it's the nearest to Ambridge you'll ever work again. You're finished here, Rob. For good.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.